Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim in the Sugya of Chinuch. What an exciting Sugya. Sukkah Daf Beis on Beis. In the previous Shiurim, we first saw a slew of kashas and then the Mahalach, the Yisod, the Hagdara of Chinuch, Ketanim, and Mitzvahs. That it is the chiyuv of the father and the maisa of the son. And the whole machlokas rishonim is not in the hagdoras ha-mitzvah, but rather, just practically speaking, whether a katan can be motzi a gadol in a mitzvah de rabbonon. And we have already brought numerous rayas for this yisod. And in the previous year we explained how this relates to Nezirus, because the Gemara relates Chinuch to Nezirus, that it's the same Mahalach of what is Nezirus when a father is Mechel Nezirus on his son. The obligation comes from the father, because he's Makabel upon himself to Nezirus, or Makabel for the son to Nezirus in this case. So that's the Etzem HaChiyuv is the father's, and then the Toitzah is that the Maisa Nezirus is on the son, and that's the same Mahalach as Chinuch, and therefore the Gemara compares the two. So we are going to take it from here, Mirtz Hashem. And again, this is based on the Torah of Moiri V'Rabbi Hagoyin HaGadol, of David Yitzchok Man, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Omer Rabbeinu, V'ze Mevu'ar, Ma Shekatuv B'Tosfot, B'Nazir Adivrei Rabbi Yochanan. If Yechanan explains how come it is that a father can accept Nezirus for his son and not for his daughter, he says it's a halacha. Halacha hi ben nazir. It's a halacha, it's a tradition. Shekach hi halacha, shebno deshayach b'mitzvahs kishayagdil, mutal ala'ov l'chanchoy. That the son who is going to be obligated in mitzvahs when he becomes older, the father has to be mechanichim, but the daughter not. Which probably means that, of course, a girl is chayiv in mitzvahs, but she's not chayiv in mitzvahs like a boy. She's not. She's putter from all mitzvahs. She's man gramas. So, that's what Tosfos says. That's the halacha, that a father can be meidir his son in his zirus and not his daughter, because the son is shayich in mitzvahs like sheyagdil. So mutol ala of lechanchoy, aval bitoy loy, but not his daughter. His daughter, there's no chiyuv chinuch, and therefore there is no hazara for the daughter. He can't make his daughter into a nezira. And then Tosis continued discussing the issue about hafroshos katan miisurim v'chinuch habas v'lechoyra kol divrei atosfos tmuim. What is Tosfos talking about? Only according to Reish Lakish, it's Mishum Mitzvahs Chinuch Midrabanan Ken Bevur B'Sugya Sham B'Daf Chof Tes Amar Aleph. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, who said Halacha U'Benazir, it's Min HaTorah, and therefore it has nothing to do with Chinuch, because Mitzvahs Chinuch is on Midrabanan Amin HaTorah, like we see in all the Sugyas HaShas. So why is Tosfos toilet in Chinuch? So based on what we said, we can explain as follows. Shebevadai Ein Zeh Mitzvat Chinuch. It's not Mitzvahs Chinuch. But Tosfos is explaining the koyach of the father on his son. That the same construct that we have with regard to mitzvahs chinuch, b'chol mitzvahs derabonon, so too in the mitzvahs of the son on the father, min ha-Torah. Like we saw earlier from the Maharam in the previous year, this mahalach, that even though this is min ha-Torah and this is min derabonon, but it's the same mahalach as the chiyuv is on the father, and the actual mitzvah is done by the son. There's a shituf in the chiyuv of the father and the obligation of the father and the outcome by the son. That vis-a-vis that, Tosfos writes that in this geder, Nezirus was given halacha l'Moshe miSinai between the father and the son. And therefore it's shayich for the father to be meidir as benoy benazir. So it's the same mahalach as chinuch, that the chiyuv is on the father, and that Asiyah is on the son. Otherwise, if you hold it's a koyach, and it's an ashvuye on his son, meaning that the father has bailus, father has power over his son, he's got even more power over his daughter. We know he's made for nedarim and mitziusa, maisi adeh, etc. So if it's a koyach and an ashvuye on his son, so alach is kam v'kam his daughter. So why can't he be medir his daughter b'nezirus? And the answer is, it's not midin bailus. It's midin chinuch. The prishus came before Hashem b'shita b'gubetz, it's vayin shem b'mayetz chayis. Ela midin chinuch b'shituv shel ha-mitzuvehu. So there is this Indian of chinuch, of the father having the chiyuv. The father's obligation, the father takes himself upon himself the obligation, and then the child has the maisa. And therefore, it is shaykh and the son, not the daughter. Because the son is more shaykh to mitzvahs than the daughter. And this has the same construct as mitzvahs, as chinuch b'mitzvahs, like we saw in the previous shiur at length in the Toras Koyhanim. We saw the lashon there of chayav behem mitzvahs about his children. So it's a gedder of chiyuv mitzvahs. Even though we saw also there's a shitaf of the father and the daughter also we saw because of ma'asi adeh, etc. That we saw that there's a connection between the father and the daughter. But according to Tosfos here, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the reason it applies to the son and not the daughter is because there has to be this shituf, this combination of the father and the child with regard to Mrs. Befrat. Not just a bailus. A bailus is beseder, kamasi adeh, and nidareh, so that applies to a daughter also. That a father can be made for nidarem, so the father has a bailus over the daughter even more than the son. But here it's not mikoyach bailus. Here it's mikoyach mitzvahs. That there's a shituf in the mitzvahs. This is all together mitzvahs. It's in that category. So the son is more shaykh to mitzvahs than the daughter. So in the Meila we say that nizirus, the father is meidiras b'no b'nazir, dafka by the son, not by the daughter, because the son is more shaykh to mitzvahs. And the mahalach here is like chinuch b'mitzvahs. That the father has the chiyuv and the son has the lamaisa. And like we said, even though his daughter is also shaykh to mitzvahs, all mitzvahs essay shalo azman gram and all the los essays, hare chinuch ze shulo le mitzvahs mamish, this isn't chinuch mamish for mitzvahs. This is chinuch for prishus, which is more of a boy inyan than a girl inyan. Here, the father doesn't have the koach mitzvah with the shituf with his daughter. Because this is dafka mitzvah sheva prishus. So therefore, specifically this mitzvah is going to be relate to the son and not to the daughter, that it's going to be again the father's chiyuv and the son's asiyah, but it's not shaykh to the daughter. And therefore it makes sense that even according to Rabbi Yochanan, Tosfos was told of this inyan in chinuch, it depends on chinuch, because it's the same mahalach as chinuch. A shituf between the father and the child, the father's chiyuv, the son's asiyah. And it applies more than the son to the son than to the daughter, because the son is more shaykh and mitzvahs bechlal. It's chayav no mitzvahs, daughter isn't. And this is a mitzvah of parishus, like we saw from the Shita Mekubetzes, which is more shaykh to boys. Traditionally, boys have been more into involved men, males, are more shaykh to parishus, probably because we have a bigger yetzahara for these gashmias and yanim. Kayadua come before some. No, there's a ma'aral. So, lo nikanes la sheila svucha zot. But in yane parishus, you see historically, it's the men who are the parshim and not the women. And memele nezirus, nezirus also shaykh, a woman can also be a nezira. A man in Hebrew, nezira is a nun. La havdil. But a woman can also be a nezira. But b'kitzer, Taitz says men are more shaykh to mitzvahs. And memele, this shituf ha-mitzvah between the father and child is going to be specifically to the son, and not to the daughter, because the sons are chayiv in all mitzvahs, and dafka this is a mitzvah of precious. But the reason Tosis is toilet in chinuch is because the same mahalach is chinuch, chiyuv of the father, and asiyah of the son. Uvazeh yesh lefaresh uletaretz ma shenitkasha tuva hakeren ora lemesechet nazir shel mevuar bedvrei Reish Lakish. So the Keren Ora asks that according to what we see in Reish Lakish and according to Tosis, the same applies to Rabbi Yochanan, that it's Medin Chinuch. In the Gemara, it's Mefurish, according to Reish Lakish, that it's Medin Chinuch. Harei lechoira leka zela beigia lechinuch shirak oz yeshno enin chinuch. So lechoira, this is only when they reach the age of chinuch. That's when the chinuch applies. And so writes the Tosis Yomtif at the beginning of the seventh parak of Nazir. So therefore it should only be from the age of chinuch, when they reach a certain age of a mental capacity that you can properly educate them. But it's mefurash in Yerushalmi that the father can be meidir the son b'nezirus meirechem, already from the womb. And so is mefurash in Rashi in Makis 22 A.D. Dibur Maschil Nazir. And in Tosis in Nazir, Daf Dalet Amud Beis, Dibur Maschil Shimshon Lav Nadu. So how is chinuch shayich when he's not a bar chinuch? Azoy had gefrekt the Keren Oiro. But based on what we explained, the idea is that the father and the son have a uniting factor in Nezirus, just like they have a uniting factor in mitzvahs. They are united via the Nezirus, they're united by the mitzvahs. And therefore, even though by mitzvahs it's not shaykh that there should be a chiyuv on the father and a siyah on the son, unless the son reaches the age of chinuch, because only in such an instance is there a shaychus of maisa mitzvah by the maisa of the katan, in order that it should be shaykh that the father should have the chiyuv and the son should do the maisa. But with respect to nezirus, we already have a creation of nezirus by the father and a chalois nezirus on the son, and memeli he has to keep all the isurim and chiyuvim, like the famous chakiris nezirus get isur gavra isur chevtza, or it's a chalois nezirus on the person, and memeli he has to keep the isurim kayadua kamafursim. So gabe nezirus, you have the father and the son, that the father takes upon himself the chiyuv, and it's chal on the son, and memeli the son is chayim in the chiyuvim. And this is in talui in chinuch. In other words, the same construct is chinuch, that the father has the obligation, the son has the fulfillment. When it comes to mitzvahs, so the son has to be somebody who can do a mitzvah when he's at the age of mitzvah, 6, 7, 8, whatever his seichel, wherever his seichel is. But when it comes to nezirus, that's not necessary. It can even be from the womb. It's not totally if yigia lechinuch, lo yigia lechinuch. Doesn't have to have a shame maisa on his maisim. There's going to be already a chalos nezirus of this kedusha on the child, even from the rechem, that he's not tummy meis, and he's not getting a haircut, and he's not drinking wine. So this can already be chal from the womb, this kedusha. And in the same way that chinuch is chal, that there's a chiyuv on the father and a si on the son, just there you need the son to have das to a certain extent, as much as a katan can have. And a zirus you don't, but it's the same idea. V'yesh laharich b'zeh. The yisod is that the chalois naziris isn't talia if he gil lechinuch or chaloi gil lechinuch, and therefore it's b'chaloifin. V'nimtza mevo'ar lefi zeh, shechiyuv mitzvat hachinuch midrabanan lekulei alma, hi chiyuv shel ha-mitzvah mamish, v'lo din chinuch be'alma. Kum dois lefi dvareinu, that everybody holds, al rishonim hold, that it's a chiyuv mitzvah mamish. It's not stam a din chinuch. There's mamish a chiyuv mitzvah here. He's not just doing it for fun or symbolically. There's mamish a chiyuv mitzvah. Just the only question is, who's the chiyuv mitzvah on? And the answer is, oifin tade. It's on the father. And the mice is on the son. As we explained, be'arichut, at length. However, we have to add that from the Ran, at the end of the second perek of Megillah, who argues with the Ramban, who holds the katan is in Mechuyev, it's Mavur Kim'at Lehedya, that the katan himself is Chayev. However, it would assume, it would appear, that that's not the Machlokas Rashi, that's not what why Tosis is Cholek on Rashi in Brachas, like we said. We said that Tosis doesn't hold that the Katan is Chayev. V'raya G'doyla L'zeh. And we have a raya for this from the Kesef Mishneh. Sixth parak of Chometz U'matzah that we mentioned in an earlier Shi'ur, who brings the Ramban, and the Kesef Mishneh adds, V'chein niredas Rabbeinu. He brings the Ramban that a katan is not chayiv bedavo, because he doesn't write hakol chayavim beachilas matzah afilu noshim va'avodim muktanim. Everyone is chayiv to eat matzah, even women, slaves, and kindalach. He doesn't write that. Rather, vos schreibt the Rambam. What does the Rambam write? That if a katan can eat a kezayis, so we're mechanechim. That's what the Rambam says. Koloimar, the chiyuv avu aramyo. The Rambam held that the chiyuv is on the father. Like the Ramban, it's not on the katan. V'chein kosav perek alef tuchus megillah. Hakol chayav menoshim menoshim v'chulei u'mechanchim esaktanim l'kroiso. And you're mechanich children to read the Megillah? And not that ketanim are chayav. Men and women are chayav. Ketanim, you're mechanich. V'shelo kanira midivrei aran. Not like it would seem from the Ran that the chiyuv is on the katan. But wait a second. Why does the Kesef Mishneh bring from the Ran and not from Tosfos? Because also holds the L'chayra, as the Olam learns him, that the Chiyuv is on the Katan. And he should have contrasted that. He should have said, oh, the Rambam doesn't hold like Tosfos. The answer is the Kesef Mishneh doesn't feel that the Rambam is against Tosfos. Macht Shalom Tzivishn, Rambam and the Tosfos. The Kesef Mishneh holds the L'chayra that Tosfos isn't arguing with the Rambam. Even Tosfos holds the chiyuv is not in the cotton. He only contrasts the Ran with the Rambam. The Ran holds the chiyuv is in the cotton, but not Tosfos. And therefore the Kesef Mishneh brings the Ran and not Tosfos. So only the Ran holds the chiyuv is in the cotton, not Tosfos. Tosfos would all like the Ramban and Rashi that the chiyuv is in the Etzem chiyuv is in the Godlus, the Asiyah is in the cotton. And the Machlokas is, can a cotton be motzi others? Okay, that's super duper. And Mirtz Hashem, in the next year, we'd like to go more into the Ran see a Rashi and Nida maybe to discuss. And there's an important Rashba and the Chiyuv will cut the Birkas HaMazon. Yerushalmi, at Shubas HaRosh. A lot of great stuff, great material waiting for us to learn together in Yitzhak Shem. And we still have the kashas that we started with. We haven't answered most of them yet. So we have a Sach Tzu Red entire Yidden, so please stay tuned. And we will see continuing the flow Skedolos Belineder Miteres Hashem. This was amazing. Thank you so much for listening. If you're still with me, then that makes you my hero. Gevaldik, so we should be zochet to continue. And always to remember that Sof Davar Kol Nishma Et Elokim Yirav Etz Metrotzav Shmor Ki Zeh Kol Adam. Shalom, shalom, Svidus Amas, beloved friends.